May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I wanted Deacon Bracken to read that scripture, and I wanted to share a few things that will relate to all of us, of course, but to particularly relate to those of you who have come here for the School of Healing. Some years ago, I was at my desk, and for CTKers, you've heard this story. But it's a story worth hearing again because it impacts all of us. And I was reading a book about somebody who was just walking in an extravagant level of the anointing, just an extravagant level of the release of the life of Christ, because the anointing, you know, is a person. His name is Jesus. Christianity is not a how-to. It's a who-to, right? This is a hymn book, H-I-M book. It's all about him. It's all about a relationship. So I was just reading about this person who God was using in profound ways around the world, and they talked about how, as a young person, how God did these things and it was happening. And I just started dealing with a lot of regret. I was thinking, God, I want to be here so much, and if I just hadn't wasted years. One, just wasted years. I didn't really know you at that young age, didn't know to walk in those things. And then as years have gone by, sometimes I've just gotten distracted and not been as intentional. And I just was filled with regret. And I heard the voice of the Lord fill my office. And the voice of the Lord began to speak to me from this passage of Scripture. So there's a couple of little simple things that I want you to hear. And it changed my life at that particular point. And it's been one of those compasses from that point forward that's allowed me to just go after it. In the first couple of verses, it says this: the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. And when he had agreed, the word there is sympathize with. The idea is that the laborers that he came, because he hired laborers at 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and end of the day at 6 o'clock. And he came into agreement. In other words, they bargained with him as to what they felt would be a deserving wage for working 12 hours. And so Jesus is said came into agreement with them. He uses that term later also, that he reminded them when they complained towards the end. He said, didn't we come into an agreement? In other words, didn't we bargain? Didn't you want to hear from me? Or hear me say to you, yes, okay, that's a fair wage. Now, understand that they wanted to get what they felt like they would deserve. Most workers do that, right? I'll do this, and I think if I do this, I deserve that. That's what the word agreement means. And so they go to work at 6 o'clock, and they work all day long, and at the end of the day, they get what they felt like they deserve. But Jesus keeps going out and searching all day long for people to show favor to, because Jesus is, of course, the landowner. And so he promises all the other ones throughout the day that they're going to get a denarius, which is the same thing he had promised the original ones. And when the day was over and it was time for the warden or the foreman to pay, he got the ones who worked the least amount to come first on purpose, because he wanted to teach the ones who had worked all day a lesson. And so the ones who worked an hour, 2 hours, or on and on, he gave them a denarius. And then when the ones who came, who had worked all day, they came now excited because they had watched this whole scene play out, because they now assumed they were going to get more because they would deserve more because of what they'd done, because their whole relationship that day was based on what they felt they should deserve in light of what they did. And then Jesus confronts them, rebukes them, the landowner does, and basically the language is, why are you scandalized at my generosity? And so here's the thing that God showed me that day. He said, Chuck, do you really want us to have a relationship based on what you think you deserve, or do you want to trust my generosity? And let me just tell you, living by grace and living by God's scandalous generosity is the way to go. If you always want the Lord to give you what you think you deserve, you're going to be in real, real trouble. God doesn't do things based on what's fair. I remember when my kids were little, one of them wore a hat all the time because that was his favorite phrase. Yeah, but that's not fair. And that's what his hat said. Saved him a lot of breath. We could just read the hat. What's fair is that all of us would go to hell. That's what all of us have deserved. And the fact that you're saved at all is just grace. It's a gift of God. And God deals with us on the basis of generosity. The kingdom functions based on the goodness of God, not what you and I deserve. And so all those workers who worked less hours, they didn't ask for a wage. If you go back and read that scripture, they didn't ask for anything. They just trusted in the goodness of the landowner. They just trusted in his generosity. That's a much better way to live. And the other thing is this, that's meant so much to me, is the Lord said, Chuck, it doesn't matter at what age you are that you step in to the vineyard, fully committed to the vineyard, you know, serving me and being surrendered to me and my purposes. He said, here's the deal. You may not have as many stories to tell, and I wish I had more stories to tell. I wish I could tell you 12-year-old stories when I was 12 years old, when I was 16 years old. You know, people, I get tickled at people say, well, such a cool testimony. If you like live out in the world and then you get saved, you can tell the testimony. I wish I was moving in signs and wonders when I was 2. Because I'd have all those cool stories to tell, all those awesome memories. But however old you are, I don't care if you have a year left to live and how much time you feel like you've wasted. If you fully step into the vineyard, surrender all that you are to the purposes of God in your life, trusting his goodness and generosity, you can know the fullest measure he's ever meant for you to know in the time that you have left on this earth. That was so liberating to me. Because I didn't have to spend the rest of my life regretting that. I wish I knew this then. I wish I'd done better with this here. And the Lord said, no, Chuck, just go for it. And whatever time you have left, you get the full denarius. You get the full denarius now just as much as those who had it when they were walking when they were 12 years old and have 40 years of stories to tell. You get the whole blessing. You get the whole favor. The anointing is yours, the whole thing. And so if it's somehow, some way, you feel like you can't know the best God has for you, the fullest measure of favor and anointing in your life, because you've wasted some time, the Lord says to you, it matters what how you do from here on out. Yeah. And if you'll just trust his generosity, you'll know the same denarius as the Hottie Bakers and the Bill Johnsons and the Hudson Taylors and all the famous men and women who the stories are told about them. You may not have as many stories. You may not have as time left to tell as many stories, but in terms of the intensity of the anointing, you can know it's, you get the whole denarius too. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.